This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Victor's Roofing.
Paul W., you hear me talking about Victor's Roofing, an exclusive dealer of RoofMax that rehydrates your shingles and extends the life of your roof by up to 15 years. It will literally save you thousands of dollars. 734-6666-914 or victorsroofing.com.
Paul W. Smith, weekdays, 760 WJR.
To more Paul W. Smith on WJR. Once again substituting, here's Kevin Dietz.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services restrictions effective Wednesday include in-person work is only allowed when doing that work remotely is not possible. That means there'll be more working from home coming up over the next 3 weeks, which means there'll be a lot of cleaning going on at your workspaces. And that has changed a lot this year in 2020. Joining us now is our guest, John Ezo, president and founder of New Image Building Services. John, thanks for being on the show.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how this has evolved since COVID-19, the whole process of, office cleaning. You think back, to the day, you think about maybe your waste paper basket would get cleaned and some vacuuming would be done and some things like that. But it's a whole new world out there, isn't it?
Yes. The biggest way it's changed is that, before it was, we would come in at night and get the job done, and it was best not to be seen. Now, the folks that are working in their offices want to see visible disinfection and cleaning happening, so it's been a big shift in our scopes of work and our schedules, and that providing proactive disinfection is what's keeping these facilities safe.
And what makes people feel more comfortable about being in the office setting? What are the kinds of things that you do that are visible that make people feel better?
Cleaning of touch points during the day, so you're lobby entrances, doors, elevator panels, kitchenettes where someone would go to obtain their coffee. And then we're doing a deep clean and disinfection of all the workstations in many of our customers' facilities once or twice a week, which is a whole different level of service than what was delivered prior to COVID.
And I know that some businesses have to stay open all the time, whether there's shutdowns or not. How does that differ? And when it's 24-hour a day, like, hospitals or places that are open, police stations, places that are open all the time, how does that work for you guys?
Well, we've had to increase our presence and our scope of work to be there at all times that the building is occupied to provide that continual disinfection of touch points and that visible presence so the people know that it's being done. And because there is no EPA-approved chemical that has any long-lasting infection control benefits, it's just you have to identify the areas of exposure and provide continual coverage of those areas.
So has there been a lot of training for your employees, and is there training for the people who work in the spaces that you guys sanitize?
Yes. The need for training has dramatically increased during the pandemic, and there hasn't been a whole lot of good sources for it. We've actually created our own training videos with some of our own teams using the recommendations from the CDC and the chemical manufacturers that manufacture our disinfectants and so forth. And then our customers have done a lot of training of their employees in the buildings about how to enter and exit, how to social distance, and letting them know about the different scopes of work that we're doing to keep them safe. So there's been a lot of communication and a lot of training.
And what are just some of those things? You come into a building and you go to reach for the door handle, and right away you don't know how many people have touched that door handle. Do you try and use a glove or a paper towel to open the door? Do you just wash your hands immediately after touching a common surface like that?
Yeah, our best advice is, we are providing continual disinfection of those surfaces, but our advice is to continue washing your hands is the preferred choice, and when you can't wash your hands, to use the hand sanitizers.
And what about things like shared computers and other equipment that is in the office? How do you wait and have it cleaned once a day, or do you try and clean it as you go? How do you work with employees on shared equipment?
I think in our experience with our customers, there's no more sharing of equipment now. There's no more hoteling in these offices of using shared equipment. And then, like I said, in most of our customers' facilities, we're providing a deep clean and disinfection of those surfaces 2 times a week, and it seems to be controlling the spread. And then the other thing is working with our, you asked about training, is we've worked with our clients to develop protocols for when there is a confirmed COVID case in a facility, what is the protocol for remediation to make everybody feel comfortable to return to that space once that is completed.
Have you seen a lot of companies or clients that you have change their build out, change their the way their office settings are set up?
Yes, it's a good time to be in the space planning business and move business. Yes, we have seen our customers distance their folks. We've seen a lot of installation of the plexiglass barriers between desks to provide more protection. It's been a very interesting time. And I'm sure it will continue as office designs will change to provide more more distance. Where offices prior to COVID, the trend was very open and very dense. Now more private spaces and more protection.
You know, people talk about, a vaccine is coming and there's light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe by the spring we'll be through this COVID-19. Do you think that we've changed the way we clean and sanitize our workspaces permanently? Do you think that will stay with us long beyond COVID-19?
I do believe so. I believe that COVID has taught us that it is important to have more more comprehensive cleaning and disinfection of facilities that are being used publicly and by employees. And I think that will be appreciated long term. And we look forward to that.
And how important is like temperature checks at work? Because we know we have the social distancing, we know we have the masks, we know we have the sanitizers. Are you seeing a lot more temperature stations?
Yes, our clients that are open are requiring that type of access control. I think it's a great idea, and it appears to be working because the outbreaks or the cases of a confirmed COVID case in these facilities has dramatically decreased. So I would say that that's an effective access control measure.
All right, John Izzo, president and founder of New Image Building Services. Thanks for joining us and helping our listeners learn how to protect themselves at the office and know that when they work at a place you're with, that you are helping protect them as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.